What's up, Flomies? We are back with another podcast. I am loving my new vehicle because not only is it quiet, but it has to sit in a place for 30 minutes so that I can get my life together. So I can't tell you how much safer I'm going to be on the road. And the podcasts are going to get done a lot more effectively because I have to sit and just chill. So on my Instagram story, if you guys don't already follow me, it's FallonTaylor2. I do giveaways almost every single day, so make sure and follow me there. But on my Instagram story, I ask you guys, what should today's podcast be about? And today you picked battling depression. So I'm going to show you the cure right now. Okay, now I am obviously not a psychiatrist, psychologist, or medical doctor, but I am human, and that means that I have battled my own form of depression. While I've not been clinically diagnosed, I have had that moment where I'm on the side of the road and I literally had to call my girls and be like, you might have to come get me. I was 2 miles from the house and bawling into my hands and I didn't know how I would go on. And what's so crazy is that, you know, from a social media aspect, a person can have absolutely everything and you can be like, oh, if I just looked like her, if I was in shape like her, if I had a personal trainer like her, if I had whatever it may be. But on the inside of, and I will tell you this, I share everything with you guys, like it's so much of my life that you're not going to bury many skeletons. So I'm just talking all of us, what we present to the outside world is this perfect fantasy land of, oh, here's a pretty flower I saw today or whatever. And in our mind, when we compare ourselves, when we just are scrolling and we compare ourselves, when we do that, we look and we're like, oh, Susie had time to take a picture of a flower today. And here I am chasing my ass. And I haven't had time to look up. I haven't even gotten to hug my loved ones today. Like, oh, Susie's got it all figured out. And the comparison is always going to steal our joy. Every single time. So I'm not saying when you look at somebody on social media, their life is a crumbling volcano inside. However, you're seeing the highlights. You know, you're seeing a show with little commercial breaks and everything looks all fine and dandy. But in between, you've got flats, you've got bills, you've got all of those things that are happening. So just on your day-to-day, take social media stars out of it, just your everyday people that you see on Facebook, and then you've got the people that are shouting from the rooftops every bad thing in their life that's happening. Unfollow those people immediately. They will drag you into the abyss. But there's that going on with social media. Plus there's, you know, real life. How many times have you seen someone or you've met a couple and then they get divorced and you're like, when did that happen? I thought that was perfect. So you guys have to understand that it's human nature for us to present our best selves forward. It's human nature for us to not allow ourselves to be vulnerable because that's when we get hunted down. You know, our 10,000-year-old brain goes, oh, I don't want to get killed by the guy that thinks I'm weak, so I'm not going to tell you about those times. But I can tell you that I am kind of a New Year's resolution girl. That's when I get really deep and dark. And not that I'm into resolutions, but like when January 1 hits, I go completely postal if I don't know what it is that I'm going to be attacking that year. And for me, the struggle always lies in, do I want to try to qualify for the NFR again or not? And with that, I struggle with this whole thing of nobody's going to love me anymore. I'm going to be irrelevant. All of these things that I go through if I don't chase this dream of going to the NFR. And now I've learned that my dream can be separate from that of someone else's. So think about what it is in your life. Your parents may want you to pursue a certain profession, or your husband may not believe in your business idea. And you know, you've got to pay the bills. So you've got the sure thing over here. You got this other thing over here that really lights your fire. Or you don't know what your thing is. I think that's where depression comes from, is not really knowing what your purpose is. And I think what a lot of people do is when they're feeling that angst, the depression, it's just a cycle, it's this loop. And I think mine revolved a lot around food and inactivity. You know, a lot of cure for almost everything is eat less and move more. And while that's not rocket science, we want somebody to like spell it out for us. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys, go ahead and get your pen out. And let's start talking about the key things that I think will step you up a little bit out of that. So if you're in the, I'm on the couch, I have no energy at 2:30, I crash, I can't even make it through the rest of my day, much less find 30 minutes to move around a little more, much less like, what am I even getting up for anymore? Because if you're already working, you're in this work, eat lunch at the same place, go to sleep, get up, work, and you're around your coworkers who are not really your friends. You're like, oh my God, and I'm stuck around these people and I'm on this loop of get up, go to work, pay bills, come back. I don't even know what I'm paying for. And who likes to buy toothpaste and toilet paper? You know, I mean, you're like, I'm not very passionate about working to pay for electricity. Why isn't electricity free? I'm paying for things that I don't like. I only like water when I need a shower. I don't want to pay this bill all the time. So, you know, I totally get it, because you're like, I can't, it's hard to get passionate about paying rent, you know, when you're not living in your dream house. Real passionate, real passion comes from somewhere else. So let me tell you, when you're in that funk where you're just like, I'm going through the motions, I don't even know why I'm doing this anymore, why didn't I follow my dream of when I was an 8-year-old kid, I'm going to help you through that. So the first thing is, I want you guys to read, make a list of books. On my YouTube, youtube.com/Fallon Taylor, which is where I visit with you guys every single day. I want you guys to go to my playlists. If you are easily offended by hip hop music, don't get my workout mix, because it goes very hard in the paint. Nothing is censored. I'm a hardcore gangster when I do cardio, so I can't help it, you guys. But if you look at my playlist, you'll see audiobooks, and I have found the audiobook for free on YouTube. So that's pretty easy. You can go get a lot of my favorites there. I need to add to it. I haven't added to it in a while. But those playlists are free to use. They're right there in front of you. Reading is the best thing. We all in this human experience think that we are unique. And it's taken a lot of maturity for me to understand that somebody's been through exactly what I've been through already. And why can't I learn from them instead of learning from my own mistakes? Because, man, I have made some dumb, dumb mistakes. Like, really dumb mistakes. That the red flags were everywhere had I just had the education to be able to see them. So somebody's already been where you're at. You may think you're really unique, and I love you to death, but I'm telling you, somebody's already been there. Somebody's already done it. Somebody's already been through it. Somebody's already tried to change him. Somebody's already tried to change her. Somebody's already thought of it. Somebody's already done it. And you can read through their books. They've left a paper trail of what they did wrong. And I feel like that's why I'm so passionate about podcasting and why I'm so passionate about YouTube. I've already done a lot of the things that you guys might be doing. So please, God, learn from my mistakes. Don't learn from your own. So step one is read. Step two is help other people for a minute. When you get depressed, you go inward, right? Like way inward. Like nobody's ever been through this. You know, it's all about me. Woe is me. I'm going to throw a pity party. And listen, I'm not calling you out. I've been her. So I'm just saying, like, I know the depths of this. Like nobody understands. And you don't understand my problems. And why aren't you as worried about my problems as I am? The ceiling, the sky is falling, you guys. Why aren't you seeing it? And you have to know somebody's already been there. Somebody's already done that. You know, while it seems really, really, really scary and crazy, somebody's already been there. And somebody right now is suffering from a disease that they can't cure, that there isn't a cure for. Somebody's parents just dropped dead. Somebody's just been robbed at gunpoint. Somebody's been raped. Somebody has miscarried a child. Someone is hurting right now more than you're hurt. And you need to find that person and you need to fix them. Or you at least need to lend a helping hand to them. You need to go, I'm really passionate right now. I'm hoping somebody reaches out to me to make this possible. I'm not just going to wait for this to happen. I'm really passionate about speaking right now, and I'm just going to like go with it. But I really want to talk to some underprivileged kids in a school. I want to talk to some women that are homeless. I want to talk to some people. I want to go into those places. I'm trying to find it. I'm not doing a great job. I haven't found any place yet. But for number two is help someone else for a minute. Get out of your own head. So write that down. help someone else. That's what I want to do right now. I'm not depressed. I'm not going through anything right now. I'm in a really, really amazing place where I feel like helping you now is my thing. So even though I'm not able to, find another place right now, my passion is you. So whatever it is that you're doing, I made this for you. And I want this to work. I want this to be something. And it's science. So just like, you just go with it. The other thing, and this is the space I'm living in right now, and I don't mean to be too hippy-dippy. I know I'm driving a freaking electric car now and, like, all these things, but, I mean, you guys, I bleed diesel, I shoot guns. Like, I'm not trying to be too hippy-dippy, but cultivate some gratitude. Dig deep and find that gratitude. I'm right now in a place where I've never been before, and that is really happy in my relationship, really happy in my friendships, and really in awe of my accomplishments to this point. I've never been at that point. So when I wake up and I look around at my home and my spouse and my animals, I'm in a place where I just wake up and I go, oh my God, I can't believe I've gotten to this point. So thank you guys for that, because it's your support that's made me able to get here. And without you, I am nothing. So I'm just in a place of gratitude. I'm just like, I'm tearing up talking about this. I'm in a place where I'm in awe. I get to walk through my barn and go, oh my God, wow. And I can remember I've had a pretty good pattern of doing this. This would be kind of a good thing that I do have. I'm able to look around and go, I've got a lot, even when I had nothing. I'm able to go, I've got a lot and I can get somewhere from here. So I want you to cultivate gratitude. That's number three. So dig deep, find some place where you can be grateful for something, anything. It doesn't matter. Even when life is falling apart, find that. Okay. Number four is take a damn compliment, and make sure and write down damn. Take a compliment. When you are telling somebody all the things wrong with you and they offer up a couple of things that are right with you, my God, don't shoot them down. Like, listen to them and be like, you know what? You are so right. I have to say that this is one of my biggest faults. I'm like, oh, dude, shut up. Like, whatever. I'm like, oh, it's your world champion. And like, people look up to you. Oh, whatever. Like, they're not looking up to me right now. I can't figure this out. Like, take the damn compliment. So that is number four. Listen to what people appreciate about you. Listen to them. Number five is find a community. And this is why my Facebook groups are so important to me. Barrel Racing College is so important. Maybe we can have, you know, somebody that's not quite a horse girl or wants to be more entrepreneurial. Maybe I can start a group for us too. If you guys love that, if you want that, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Fallon Taylor 3, let me know. Shout out to everybody that got Fallon Taylor. Like, can a girl just, I'll give you $100. Just give me Fallon Taylor, because I am the OG. Like, please, can I have my screen name, please? Okay, finding a community, I believe, is a big thing, because when you are depressed and dark and not passionate, you don't know your purpose, you isolate yourself. You go backward, inward. You feel like you're not worthy of being around anybody, and you just go inside, and that's a problem. So finding that is a big deal. So then the next thing is telling your story. So number six is tell your story. It's really crazy when you write down or you think about what your story is, how many people you could affect. But when you tell your story, I want you to tell it and think about when you're writing this narrative of your life, what is it that you say that you are? What have you labeled yourself? Take some of those labels off of yourself. If you weren't fat, or if you weren't ugly, or if you weren't all these disgusting things that we tell ourselves, or if you weren't single, or if you weren't any of those things, what is it that you would do? If you were in my shoes, if you were in somebody else's shoes, if you pick a person, and if you were in their shoes, how would you live their life? And go on and live it. Go on and live it just like that. So it's a six-step system that I want you guys to go through today. I hope that it helps you find your purpose and you find your passion. Another trick that I always use is, if you had $100 million and you could only spend it on yourself, what would you spend it on? What kind of life would you live? What would paint that out for me? What does that look like? What does the person with $100 million do different than the person that's broke? What would you really do? Your mind probably won't even let you go there. It thinks too small. So I want you guys to just go there. I'm sorry I blabbed on. This is my longest podcast. I apologize. But I want you guys to get in there and work hard on you. Nobody's going to come along and save you. Nobody's going to come along and pay all of your bills. Nobody's going to come along and make all your dreams come true. And nobody is on this planet to make anything easier for you. So stop waiting for your handout and start making some changes. Because you are amazing, you're dynamic, and you are uniquely yourself, and no one else can fill your void on the planet. I hope you guys love today's podcast. The only way that I know if you loved it is if you go give me a review, leave a review, hit me up on Twitter, comment on the gram, Fallon Taylor 2. Fallon Taylor is taken, per usual. But you guys, make sure and subscribe. The other way you can show me love is tell someone else about it. So, you know, that helping others part of today's podcast, help someone else. Share this. If you know that they need this in their life, that they really needed to hear something that I said, please share this on your social media. Tag me, mention me. Those shout outs let me know that I'm supposed to keep going. So I love you guys. I will catch you on the vlog tonight. Don't forget about my giveaway that I'll be doing there. YouTube.com/Fallon Taylor. Go ahead and get subscribed. Turn on your notifications, and I will see you tonight.